What's that?
My high school yearbook. Hey, do you remember a girl named Jamie Eckleberry?
No.
Yeah, sure you do. She used to hang out at the house all the time.
Oh, yeah. Eckleberry Hound.
Not a name she was fond of.
Yeah, I didn't make it up. I just spread it around. What about her?
Oh, she called the Alumni Association and tracked me down.
How does that work? They let her sniff one of your sweaters?
She emailed me. She's in town on business, and I invited her over.
Great. I'll get out of your way. Just keep her off the good rug.
Very funny. No, for your information, it's not a date. She's just a friend who, by the way, has become very successful in her field.
Oh, that's nice that she has a field to run around in.
It's getting old, Charlie.
In people years or dog years? Sorry. Oh, look. You remember Miss Hanrahan?
No, oh, sure. I had her for sophomore English.
I had her in the teacher's lounge.
That's Jamie. Be nice.
I'm always nice. Ask Miss Hanrahan.
I'm serious.
Relax. I'm just going to say hello, scratch her behind the ear, and then I'm out of here.
Alan eyeballs Charlie.
You done with the dog jokes?
Yes.
Good.
I hope she looks fetching.
Alan gives Charlie a withering look.
Okay, I guess I had one more.
Alan opens the door on a gorgeous brunette.
Alan.
Jamie.
Woof.
Against a clear blue sky, two 30-something men and a young boy wear top hat and tails. They perform a hat-swapping routine while singing along to the music. They don their hats again. Two and a half men. On the sofa in the beach house, Alan and Jamie read the yearbook.
Oh, do you remember how Stuart Nagleman used to tell everybody you were gay?
Oh, God, don't remind me. I had one Boy George album, and suddenly I'm Queen of the Fairies.
Well, you'll be happy to know, I ran into him in New York.
And?
Gay.
Knew it!
Okay, here we go.
Oh.
Two margaritas and a rum and Diet Coke.
Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
Cheers.
She ignores Alan.
So, Stuart Nagleman, button down or singing show tunes on a float?
Very macho. Mm. Owns a gym in Soho. Mm. Speaking of which, you look like you're in good shape.
I have kept up with the hacky sack.
For you.
And you, I just cannot get over what a beautiful woman you've become.
Oh, stop it, you're embarrassing me.
Too bad. It's true.
They look into each other's eyes, then Jamie turns to watch Charlie at the piano.
Charlie, that's lovely. You still play.
Just professionally.
You became a musician?
More a composer. Gotta pay the bills.
Play the jingle you wrote for the feminine deodorant commercial.
Okay. Fresh as a summer breeze, clean as a mountain spring.
You wrote that? I love that!
Hey, did I tell you that I was voted Chiropractor of the Year by the San Fernando Valley Chiropractic Association?
Oh, that's fantastic, Alan. You must be very proud.
Well, it's not pride so much as the satisfaction I get from helping people.
Carefree, so carefree, what every woman wants to be.
Oh.
Hey, you know what would be fun? A little session of Dungeons and Dragons, like the old days, you know? Just the two of us?
Wow! I haven't played in years!
Or we can go down to the beach and go for a swim.
I didn't bring a suit.
So my plan is working.
You know, I think I'll take a rain check. Do you mind if I use your restroom?
Down the hall on the right.
Thank you.
Jamie heads for the bathroom. Alan rounds on Charlie.
Don't you have enough women?
No. Anyway, you said she was just an old friend.
Well, that was before I saw her. Come on, I spent years laying the groundwork for this.
And yet you never erected anything on the site.
Well, that's because she didn't look like that then.
Oh, shame on you, Alan Harper. Don't you know a woman is so much more than what's on the outside?
Yeah, she's a mountain spring and a summer breeze, and I saw her first.
What are you, 11?
Come on, she's smart, she's beautiful, she's the kind of woman who...
You could never get?
Exactly!
Charlie sighs and closes his eyes.
Well, if she's that important to you...
She is, very much.
Okay, fine. I'm out of it.
Really?
Happy birthday.
Isn't that a little presumptuous? You think you can just give this woman a sort of a gift?
Okay, forget it.
No, no, happy birthday to me.
Listen, I have an early meeting in the morning, so I should probably get going.
Oh, no, no, the night is so young, and Charlie was just leaving.
Yeah, if I don't start drinking now, I'll be up all night.
No, I really have to get going. But what about dinner tomorrow night?
That would be great.
Okay, terrific. Why don't the three of us meet at my hotel at 7?
The three of us?
Oh, gee, tomorrow night, I can't.
Oh, come on, Charlie. I'm only in town for a few days. It wouldn't be the same without you. Right, Alan?
That's true. It would be different, but still good.
No, no, no. You guys have a lot of catching up to do.
I insist. Charlie, you have to come.
Well, if it's okay with Alan.
Of course.
Okay. Great. Then I will see you both tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
Yeah, me too. Good night.
Alan sees Jamie out, then glares fiercely at Charlie.
So I'll get you something else for your birthday.
You like hookers? Charlie, we agreed you're out. Now stay out.
All right, fine. I won't go.
Thank you.
He heads for the stairs.
Wait! If you don't come, she'll think I told you not to come.
There is that possibility.
That's your plan, isn't it? To make me look petty and insecure.
Alan, I don't have to plan for that.
Well, let me tell you something. You are coming with us to dinner tomorrow night, whether you like it or not.
All right.
Wait! I think we should take your new Mercedes.
Fine.
But I should drive it so that she thinks it's mine.
Okay.
Charlie heads off.
Wait! She'll never believe I drive a Mercedes. You'll drive my old Volvo so that she thinks it's yours.
Whatever. That just means you'll be sitting in the back seat alone.
Wait!
At the restaurant.
Charlie, I can't believe that after all these years, you're still single.
Well...
As Jamie's distracted, the guys wrestle for the seat next to her. Alan wins.
It's not that hard to believe, really. I'm a selfish, promiscuous, commitment-phobic man. Alan, on the other hand, is a very generous, loyal, one-woman kind of guy.
Guilty.
Why doesn't that surprise me? Now, what is surprising is to hear a man be so honest and forthcoming about his flaws. Charlie, you are a real breath of fresh air.
Guilty.
Jamie smiles longingly at Charlie. Alan gawps at him.
But if you really want a breath of fresh air, take a lungful of Alan.
Jamie looks surprised as Charlie points.
He is a true gentleman.
Oh, Alan's always been a gentleman. I remember one time we were kids, we were in my bedroom playing Stratego, and my blouse came unbuttoned, and Alan, instead of sneaking a peek like a lot of guys would do, averted his eyes and said, "Jamie, bosom."
Really? Is that true, Alan?
Pretty much. We were playing Boggle, not Stratego.
Well, there you go. A gentleman, a better man than I.
Oh, don't put yourself down, Charlie. You seem like a wonderful man to me.
Yeah, but you heard him. I'm better.
He stares at Jamie. She looks awkwardly at her menu.
Excuse me.
Alan gets up, and behind Jamie's back, he motions angrily across the room.
I'll be right back. I think he wants to talk.
You are such a good brother.
You have no idea.
Charlie gets up and follows Alan into the men's room.
Bosom?
Forget that. What the hell are you doing?
What? I'm trying to make you look good. Turns out it's not that easy.
No, you look like you're trying to make me look good, but what you're doing is making you look good. I don't know how you're doing it, but that's the net result.
Alan, you're being ridiculous.
Oh, am I? I think not. From the minute we walked into the restaurant, you have been sabotaging me.
How?
How? Look at where I'm sitting.
What? You wanted to sit next to her.
Yeah, and you let me. And now you get to stare into her eyes, and I get to stare into her ear.
What do you want from me? You want to change seats?
Oh, sure. That won't look suspicious.
I'm just trying to help, Alan. Well, how about that? I do have to pee.
You want to help me? Stop talking me up. It's killing me.
Okay.
And stop putting yourself down. Somehow that's killing me, too.
Got it.
Just sit there and eat your dinner and I'll play your game.
Fine. You want to shake on it?
They're both at the urinals.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, I'm disgusting. At least I'm not the one taking a squirt on my shoe.
Later at the table, Alan's opposite Jamie holding her hands.
Let me tell you something about my brother. He puts himself down, but he is truly a wonderful man. I mean, here's a guy, single, good-looking, talented.
Well, I...
Tut, tut, tut. You're too modest. Talented, a ton of money. And what does he do when his brother and nephew need a place to live? Does he complain about us cramping his style? No. He opens up his home and his heart. And frankly, I don't know which one is bigger.
Jamie turns to Charlie.
You are an incredible human being.
She hugs him tightly.
Can we get the damn check, please? Wait till you meet Jake. He's a great kid. You're gonna love him, right, Charlie?
Don't oversell him, Alan. He mostly sits around and eats.
So what do you guys like to do together?
Oh, we do all kinds of father-son things. We go to the movies.
Where he sits and eats.
And we also build models. You know, airplanes and fly them off the deck.
Sounds like fun.
Oh, it is. Jake loves it. I mean, he's a great kid.
I can't wait to meet him.
How about tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow sounds great.
Good. It's a date.
So don't be late.
Or we'll have to wait.
Charlie in the back of the car shakes his head.
Okay. Here we are.
Thank you so much. I had a wonderful time. I'll see you tomorrow.
Good night.
Alan looks smug after Jamie kissed him on the lips.
Good night, Charlie.
Jamie opens the car's back door and kisses Charlie more sensuously.
Good night. To the Batcave, Alfred.
Go to hell.
Come on, I was just sitting here. I didn't put her tongue in my mouth.
You got tongue?
Actually, looking back, it was probably mine. Relax, I'm just screwing with you. Besides, you're the one who got the date. I mean, you had to pimp your kid out to do it, but you got there.
Hey, there is nothing wrong with bragging on my son. He's a reflection of me, and if that compensates for some of my social clumsiness...
And then maybe rustles up a little tail.
I am not pimping him out.
Don't bark at me. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And make yourself scarce tomorrow. I don't need any more of your help.
Fine. You're on your own. Now hush up and drive Miss Daisy home.
Okay, Sky Captain. Ready to go?
Yes.
See how he loves it?
Jamie's there.
Part the co-pilot. Contact.
What?
Contact.
Why are you talking like that?
Just start the engine. Whoa, here we go. Ready for liftoff?
It's not a rocket ship, Dad.
I know that, Jake.
Alan releases the orange model plane and it flies.
Hey, it actually works.
Bring it up.
Okay.
Come on, Jake, up. It's...
Don't yell at me.
Well, give me the controls.
No, I'm doing it.
Well, then do it.
I am.
They stare at the beach from the balcony.
Is that it?
No, go get it and we'll patch her back up like we always do.
Can't we just order a pizza and watch TV?
Go get the plane.
This sucks.
Jake stomps off.
This sucks. Isn't he a hoot?
He's great.
So, here we are.
Yep. They're on sun loungers.
I just cannot get over how much you've changed.
You like?
Yeah, me like. I mean, I like.
So? Where's Charlie?
Jake returns.
This is all I could find.
It's a broken wing. Later, inside...
Guess who that is?
No way.
Way.
What was going on with your hair?
It's called a Jerry curl.
It was my Michael Jackson period.
Who's the tall guy next to you?
Oh, that's me, Jake.
Oh, sorry. Well, at least you look like a girl now.
Thank you.
Was Dad your boyfriend?
No. Jamie and I were just friends.
Yeah, we were never that way.
Are you that way now?
Why don't you go watch TV?
Finally.
Jake closes the yearbook and clumps off.
You know, Jamie, I've been thinking. You're single, I'm single. Well, we have an awful lot in common. I mean, there's no reason we couldn't try to be, you know, more than friends.
Is that something you'd want?
Well...
Hey.
Oh, darn.
Sorry to intrude.
Well, that's okay. It's good to see you.
I thought you were going to be busy today.
I was. I went to a movie, shot some pool, bought a book, bought a shirt, drank a bucket of coffee, read the book. And then it occurred to me, hey, I have a home.
Hey, Dad, can you microwave some popcorn for me?
Well, why can't you make it for yourself?
Remember what happened last time?
I think you're old enough to make popcorn without starting a fire.
Okay, I'll give it a shot.
Jake returns to the kitchen.
I'll be right back.
So, Jake's a great kid, isn't he?
Yeah, I suppose. I would never say this to Alan, but I don't really care much for children.
Oh. Well, the truth is, Alan's not too fond of him either.
Jamie looks a bit confused.
I mean, he feeds the kid and keeps a roof over his head, but there's no love lost between them.
Charlie, give it a rest.
Sorry?
Why do you keep pushing me towards Alan when it's obvious how much you want me?
He's got a birthday coming up.
Jamie leans in and gives Charlie a smoldering look.
Just tell me you want me.
Go ahead, Charlie. Tell her.
What? No, no, you two with the dungeons, the dragons, the boggle. You're the ones who should be together.
No, clearly she wants you, so let's be grown up and I'll just get out of the way so the two pretty people can mate.
No. You laid the foundation and you should, you know, lay the rest of it.
Charlie, I appreciate what you're trying to do. You're a good brother, but I am stepping aside.
No. So I'm stepping aside.
No, I am.
No. I'll step aside.
I'm step aside and I will...
Will you both just shut up? You're ruining everything.
Nice going.
Say it, Charlie.
Say what?
Say that slick, cool Charlie Harper finally wants Eckleberry Hound.
Jamie glowers at Charlie.
You knew about that name?
That name scarred me for life. It's a reason I haven't eaten a carbohydrate since college.
Well, you do look good.
You're damn right I look good, you smug, shallow son of a... I have spent years working and sweating and dreaming about the day that I would be able to rub your smarmy nose in it.
Okay, I'm getting mixed signals here.
This is the signal, Charlie. You can't have this. Not now, not ever. Never!
You know, I didn't make up the Eckleberry Hound thing.
But he did spread it around. I was always your friend.
Oh, please. I spent years throwing myself at you, friend, playing stupid nerd games on my bed with my shirt open, buddy, hoping and praying that you would kiss me or touch me or at least notice me as a woman, pal!
You knew your shirt was open?
Who do you think opened it?
Oh.
But I wasn't pretty enough for you. You wanted Donna DeMarco or Maxine Chernikov just because they had big boobs and no excess facial hair.
Oh, yeah, Donna DeMarco, old double D.
Jamie, I had no idea. I am so sorry. But I was a stupid teenager. I guess I just didn't appreciate you then.
I guess not.
But that was a long time ago. I'm not a stupid teenager anymore. Do you think maybe you could forgive me and maybe we could try again?
Is that what you really want, Alan?
Very much.
Eat your heart out. You can never have this. Never!
Eyes wide and grinning insanely, Jamie marches to the front door, glares at them, then storms out. Alan and Charlie stand staring at the door.
Well, I guess we know why she's still single.
Charlie pats Alan on the shoulder. Later, they're with Jake on the balcony.
Right, Dad. This is fun.
Told you. Just takes a little while to get the hang of it.
See if I can bring it in for a landing.
Probably not a good idea. There's no real place to put it.
The orange model plane flies past them and through the open balcony doors. It crashes inside the beach house. Charlie turns to Alan.
What do you think Donna DeMarco's doing these days?
ITFC audio description.
Men, manly men.